Turning back, we walked some way along the banks of the other river. The canal before us had evidently been dug out by man at some remote period of the world's history, and the results of his digging still remained in the shape of the raised banks that had no doubt once formed towing paths. "Well, I suppose that we must try it," I said. I do not know that there is any necessity for me to describe the next 4 days of our voyage in detail, further than to say that they were, on the whole, the most miserable that I ever spent in my life. On the third day of our journey up the canal, we had sighted a round hill that loomed dimly through the vapours of the marsh, and on the evening of the fourth night, when we camped, this hill seemed to be within 25 or 30 miles of us. I bitterly cursed my folly in ever having been a party to such a mad undertaking, which could, I saw, only end in our death in this ghastly land. I thought, I remember, as I slowly sank into a doze, of what the appearance of the boat and her unhappy crew would be in 2 or 3 months' time from that night. I opened my eyes and shuddered at the horrid dream, and then shuddered again at something that was not a dream, for two great eyes were gleaming down at me through the misty darkness. I struggled up, and in my terror and confusion shrieked and shrieked again, so that the others sprang up too, reeling and drunken with sleep and fear. And then, all of a sudden, there was a flash of cold steel, and a great spear was held against my throat, and behind it other spears gleamed cruelly.